The second phase of the process for developing a 40-year national development plan will start next month. This phase will entail meeting government agencies to take on board their plans in order to include them in the national plan. Director General of NDPC, Nimwe Thompson, said this when he called on the acting IGP, John Kudalo, at the police headquarters in Accra. Dr. Thompson noted that development cannot take place without peace. Bright and Trauma reports.
In August last year, President Mahama launched the process for the preparation of long-term national development plan. The phase one includes national consultation in all 10 regions to solicit views on what should be done in the 40-year plan. The second phase, which will begin next month, will engage both government organizations and civil societies. The Director General of National Development Planning Commission, Dr. Nimwe Thompson, admitted that security is key to the implementation of the 40-year plan. He said no country can develop without peace, and the police are key in ensuring that.
As the process itself unfolds, we then zero in on visions for different aspects of Ghanaian society. For example, the vision of the police as we see it evolving. Because the police service, for instance, that we inherited at independence is not the police service that we have today. And we don't reckon that the police service we have today will be the same 40 years from now. So what kind of path do we follow so that it evolves in line with the kind of society that will also evolve over time? These days we hear things like visibility policing. From our perspective, we also talk about efficiency policing. How do we merge those two in view of changing demographics?
The Inspector General of Police, John Kudalo, said policing is evolving and the 40-year development plan should take into consideration the equipment and manpower need of the service.
We mentioned that policing is very critical in this plan because without absolute security in course, of course, because it cannot be zero crime rates, but must get the type of policing that will create that enabling environment for this plan to take off. And police is also evolving because the implements and equipment we use from years back have changed. You know, until recently, sometimes we're using baskets and other things to contain and rouse, and this time it's changing. And then the dynamics of demonstrations are also changing. So I suspect that in your program, you may have a complete chapter on policing or security, where you may take into consideration the equipment we have to get, maybe the number of personnel that we have to, you know, now we are working towards the UN ratio. I think we must get to that level as soon as possible.